This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring defense attorney, Hidden Killers daily contributor, and host of the Defense Diaries podcast, Bob Motta.
Could she even know if she hit him, quite honestly? I mean, she was pretty much blackout drunk when the incident occurred. The last time she says that she remembered seeing him was at the bar. So she doesn't even remember dropping him off. Or him getting out of the car, whatever exactly happened there. When you're in that sort of state of intoxication, there's a lot of very dumb things you could do, like backing into him. And I was thinking about this because I watched some of the coverage that Vinny was doing on Court TV, and he was out there. He backed it up. He took the car and showed you really, and it painted a better picture of just kind of how far that distance is from there to there. And the thing that came through my mind wasn't necessarily, I'm really angry, I want to go and run him over. But if you're in the heat of an argument and you're drunk as hell and, you know, get out of the car, go do whatever you're going to do. He's got his drink in his hand and he's going to go into the party and she's going to leave and you're yelling, you drive away. I want to say another thing. I could see her getting up a little bit, nailing it into reverse, thinking, I'm just going to back up. And maybe he's still kind of standing there disheveled himself. And then boom, that's where the accident occurs. And if you're, again, blackout drunk, you may not notice that you hit somebody or remember it shortly thereafter. I mean, there's plenty of things. You ask somebody blackout drunk, you know, what was all around you at this point in your evening? And not a murder case. And you're like, you know, I don't know. And she went, I don't see where he went. And then she just drives away, not even realizing that it happened. But then all those hours later, when she's still drunk, but not blackout, I hit him. And they're asking, I'm sure, did you hit him? What happened? I could see it being, I hit him. Oh my God, I hit him. Is that an admission of guilt, or is that more so a realization of, well, you put the puzzle pieces together and she was kind of adding it up in the state that she was in?
Yeah, I'm more to the latter. I think that like you said, if you get to that point where you're blackout drunk and you're trying to put the pieces together and it's happening at the moment in time when you've discovered that your boyfriend, your loved one is now dead, like you're certainly going to be trying to put the pieces together at that exact moment in time. And she's thinking out loud. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's no other way to put it. I think it's natural to think, oh my God, like, is it possible that I did this?
Yeah.
Was it me? The questions that I have in terms of kind of like the accident reconstruction type questions are, you know, if she's letting him out of the passenger door, and even if she's in an argument, you know, and they're in the midst of an argument, she's irritated that he's even going to the party because she's not going. Why aren't you just coming home with me? This is bullshit. Whatever.
Yeah.
You know, and she does. And she's like, and one more thing, like you said, and slams it in reverse. Like, why is he still standing there? You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. How much time has elapsed? And, you know, like the angle, is he going to be behind the car, or is she turned the vehicle in such a way that it's changed the trajectory to where now he's behind the vehicle? Like all those things would kind of make this case so fascinating to me. Like, how does he end up behind the vehicle?
It seems like it can be just a very simple explanation. Honestly, I mean, he gets out of the car, she drives away. He's standing there with a drink and like, what the hell, you know, like trying to go through his mind and the argument that was going on. And then he's just kind of there for a minute, maybe ready to go inside. And then boom, this happens. I mean, it's not that complicated, but to reconstruct it and figure out exactly what happened when there's no way she can even possibly physically remember it mentally to actually know what happened, unless it was on video, which clearly we don't have that.
What's also interesting, and one of the things that, and I can't remember if it was, I think it was Nuttall, the first like EMT paramedic firefighter that they put on. And he had said, it was either him or Flamati. I can't remember which witness it was, but they had said that they had noticed that O'Keefe's like midsection was distended. Mm-hmm. So that was like the first time I had ever heard of anything relating to potential injury to the torso, mm-hmm. because that was always something that really kind of stuck in my craw with the concept of him being struck by a vehicle. Like, where are the injuries? I mean, we know about the arm, but that's not consistent with getting hit by a vehicle, you know, unless maybe it's the summer and there's a road rash situation. This doesn't appear to be that. I'm like if it struck him anywhere on his body, whether it be his legs, if like, I don't know where the bumper on the Lexus would come, if he's standing up, where it would be, but there would definitely be bruising and, yeah, and injuries visible, or in the torso, whatever portion of his body would have been struck. And those things just don't seem to be there. So I found that it was interesting that they talked about the distension of his midsection, meaning that there could have been internal damage, where maybe the exterior damage isn't, you know, becoming evident because of the temperature outside. I don't know. I'm not a doctor, yeah, but at least in my mind, it got me to like, all right, well, if there is some internal damage, maybe that is consistent with, you know, maybe he was struck by a vehicle. But yeah, like, you just, common sense dictates to you, if somebody gets hit by a vehicle, there's going to be massive bruising,
yeah,
you know, somewhere on the body. And that is not there.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, it just doesn't really quite add up.
Want to listen ad-free? Want advanced access to all of our interviews before anyone else?
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial-free,
so you can binge on true crime
until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now, or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.